Hey there, Bernie Miklas back with you again. Listen, I've been meaning to do this more frequently. I haven't done it yet. I do a lot of videos. I do a lot of writing. I do a lot of research. The research is often scribbled on a notebook page. And there are times when I have information overload. And so I will look down to review a stat or a fact. And sometimes I flub it. I admit it. I wish I didn't, but I do. And I don't have an editor for these videos, as you can tell. So anyway, I think it's important to, when I make a mistake, to own up to it and correct it, because I'm actually embarrassed when I make an obvious mistake. I mean, we all make mistakes, but that's not the point. I think if you're going to come watch these videos, you should expect that I have the facts right 100% of the time, even though my heart and my energy and my effort is in the right place. So that said, just a very brief follow-up to the video I did on comparing Walt Jocketty and John Mozeliak and pitching, starting pitching specifically during their times as the head, their respective time as, you know, in the head baseball operation, the head of the baseball operation. Sorry about that. One of you pointed out to me, and I'm very grateful that you did, because this is what I'm talking about. I like the fact that, you know, those of you who will spot a mistake and you're, you know, you're really genuine about pointing it out rather than, you know, trying to use it as a way to trash me or whatever. I really appreciate that you have my back. So a gentleman today said, "Hey, I'm pretty sure that Kyle Loesch was signed by John Mozeliak and not Walt Jocketty." And then I sat there for a second after reading it, and the first thing was like, man, that's awful that I would blunder like that, because that shouldn't have happened. And I don't know where my brain was at the time. But anyway, absolutely. Walt Jocketty had already departed the organization when the Cardinals, John Mozeliak, signed Kyle Loesch. And so what that does to change things, it doesn't change the overarching predominant point of the video, but still, I'd rather be accurate. So the updated total would be, once we move, see, Kyle Loesch got 6 Cy Young voting points in 2012. Like, he finished way down ballot, but he got 6 voting points. So I'm going to shift those points to the Mozeliak column and take them out of the Jocketty column. So the updated count for Cy Young voting points is Walt Jocketty 742 and John Mozeliak 89. Another thing, it isn't a correction, but it's an oversight. Again, coming from this video comparing Jocketty and Mozeliak and their performance in terms of getting starting pitching for the Cardinals. A few of you pointed out, well, you know, don't forget about Dave Duncan's role in this. And you know what? You're absolutely right. It isn't that I screwed up by not bringing Duncan into this. I honestly believe this. I assume most people realize Dave Duncan played a major role in anything good that had to do with Cardinals starting pitching, right? But I should have mentioned that. I should have included him, among other things, just to show him the respect for his excellent work in making so many pitchers better in St. Louis. So yeah, we're all aware of it. I was aware of it too, but it was just an oversight by not mentioning Dave Duncan. Dave Duncan was great. Now, some of the pitchers that came to St. Louis and got better, or you know, pitchers who got to their peak, maybe is the best way to put it, you know, including Daryl Kyle and Andy Benes and Chris Carpenter and Kyle Loesch. They clearly benefited from working with Dave Duncan, even though they had, in one extent or another, experienced some success with their previous teams. Kyle had to get back on track after that bad experience he had after signing with Colorado, and Dave Duncan got him back on track. Chris Carpenter was considered a phenomenal prospect with the Blue Jays, but he blew out his shoulder and had to rebuild his career. And certainly Walt Jocketty was brilliant for taking a gamble on him, but there's no doubt that Dave Duncan and Chris Carpenter were simpatico. I mean, no doubt that Dave Duncan helped him. Same with Kyle Loesch, who had his best season in Major League pitching with Dave Duncan. Andy Benes was really good for the Cardinals in 1996 when Jocketty signed him, first major free agent pitcher signing. So I wanted to, you know, give all due credit and praise to Dave Duncan, because maybe he's a separate video. And maybe, you know, if I had been doing this YouTube channel before the Cardinals Hall of Fame induction from this from the summer of 2024, I would have done an entire video on him, and I should have. I should still do that, because his track record with making pitchers better, like, you know, Cardinals would adopt pitchers, and they'd be put under Dave Duncan's care, and he managed to fix a lot of them. Now, listen, even the great Dave Duncan, I think the greatest pitching coach in modern times, at least, they can't bat 1,000. Some guys are beyond hope. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't hold it against Duncan that Kip Wells was awful here, or that Brett Tomko was awful here, or some other guys that tried their best. And I like, for example, Kent Merker, but no, he didn't really turn him around. Sidney Ponson, another example. And my point is not to bring these guys up in a way that sort of comes across as criticism of Dave Duncan. Hardly. It's the opposite. I'm pointing out, if Dave Duncan can't fix you, the problem is you. That's for all the pitchers who did not benefit from their time with Dave Duncan. And that list is, there's got names on it, because Walt Jocketty always thought Dave Duncan is so great. You know, I'm going to take a flyer on some guys, because taking a flyer on some guys like Jeff Weaver being a great example, they don't win the World Series in 2006 without Weaver, who won a postseason game in every round and pitched really well. He took a flyer on Jeff Weaver. I remember at the time when Jocketty made that trade, there were people fussing about it. I had Bernie's press box forum at STLtoday.com during that time, and people were even angry that they gave up like some double-A outfielder for Jeff Weaver. And I get it, but that's an example of what I'm talking about. Walt Jocketty had such confidence and faith in Dave Duncan that he would just kind of run guys through to see if Duncan's magic touch could actually make them better pitchers. But it is not going to happen every time. His track record, Dunk's track record, just amazing. So I wanted to acknowledge that as well. And so from now on, I'm going to write down my screw-ups, and I'll do these short videos setting the record straight and owning up to my errors, because I think that's important. And I'm sure you'll find a lot of them, unfortunately. Thank you very much. We'll be back later with some college football talk, the semifinals. Thank you.